word for today is your mission to serve. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23 we read, "This is the gospel of which I, Paul, have become a servant." Who am I? What's my calling? The Apostle Paul, who considered himself not in the least inferior to the most eminent apostles, 2 Corinthians 11 verse 5, answers simply, "I am Paul. My role is serving. I am a servant to the gospel and the body of Christ." Certain people in the early church tried to determine which of the apostles were the greatest. Some claimed Paul and others Apollos. But Paul challenged them. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 5. Whatever your calling, be it a pastor of a megachurch or a lay member, you're no more and no less than a servant. In God's kingdom, class distinctions don't count. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3 verse 28. We're servants, called to do the will of God wherever he appoints us to serve. And that's a good thing. In being a servant, there's relief from the pressure to perform. No one has the right to judge you except your master. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls. Romans 14 verse 4. We should be concerned about what pleases God, not people. He alone can evaluate our service. Jesus came to serve his Father, saying, "I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." John 5 verse 30. And he has also sent you to do God's will, promising that if any man serve me, him will my Father honour. John 12 verse 26. That's the word for today on UCB.